Welcome to Torah Timecha HaTorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week we have the third of the special Parshios, the special Maftar readings, Parshas Para, the reading about the red heifer. And following the pattern of the last 2 weeks, we read a special Haftarah along with that, this time from Sefer Yecheskel, chapter 36, verses 16 to verse 38 for Ashkenaz, and ending 2 verses earlier for Sfard. This special reading of the laws of the Parah Aduma, the red heifer, reminds every Jew that the holiday of Passover is approaching, and that in the times of the Temple, every Jew was obligated to bring the Passover sacrifice, the Paschal Lamb. But they needed to be in a state of purity for that. If they had been in contact with the dead body, they were reminded to engage in the purification process of the Parah Aduma so that they would be ready in time for Pesach. This purification process included being sprinkled with ashes of the Parah Aduma mixed with water. The Gemara Megillah discusses the obligation to read Parshas Parah. Although most halakhic authorities believe this reading is a rabbinical requirement nowadays, the Shulchan Aruch holds that the obligation remains a Torah one even now when we do not have the temple services and cannot bring the Paschal Lamb. We would like to understand what the relevance of this reading is to us today, and for that we have our magnificent Haftorah. This same Gemara Megillah tells us which Haftorah to read. It indicates it with Umaftirin Vizarakti Alechem. We read the Haftorah of I will sprinkle on you, referencing verse 25 of our chapter. But that's not how the Haftorah begins. Our Haftorah begins with the sad reality of the Jewish nation sinning in the land of Israel in verse 17, and then in verse 18, Hashem's anger, and in verse 19, the exile. The afitz osam bagoyim vizaruba aratzos kidarkam v'chalilosam shifatitim. I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed through the countries. I punished them in accordance with their ways and their deeds. But for Hashem's chosen people to be floundering in exile is also a terrible desecration of the name of Hashem. After all, we are His chosen nation and absolutely inseparable from Hashem and His name. And though it may be our own behavior that brought us into exile, there is, as discussed in verse 20 to 23, this concept of Chilul Hashem that will ultimately save us. Because Hashem will take us home, even if we do not deserve it, because this reality of exile causes Chilul Hashem. And then comes the beautiful and hopeful verses 24. I will take you from the nations and gather you from the lands and bring you to your land. And certainly the connection between our Haftorah and the Maftir Para is brought to life in verse 25. Vizarakti aleichem mayim tahorim utahartem. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be purified from all of your impurities and all of your idols. I shall purify you. And continues with Hashem promising that the return home will not just be a geographical change of location back to Israel, that it will include a fundamental change in who we are. Verse 26, V'nasati lachem lev chadash, v'ruach chadasha atein bekirbachem, v'hasirosi es lev ha'even mibsarchem, v'nasati lachem lev basar. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit into you. I will remove the heart of stone from your body and give you a heart of flesh. And verse 27, Ve'es ruchi etein bekirbachem, Ve'asisi es asher b'chukai te'lechu, U'mishbatai tishmeru ve'asisem. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to follow my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And so, the chapter continues in verses 28 to 30 with beautiful imagery of what that return and inner healing will cause, stability, security, wealth, and prosperity, so that you will no longer be humiliated before the nations of the world due to hunger. what you will continue to carry with you is the shame of your own past behavior, your own deeds that had caused so much pain. Now, with this new heart, this new healthy way of looking at life, you will be shocked and dismayed at your previous rebellious and corrupt ways. The Haftorah concludes with the wonder and amazement that all will express as they see the rebirth, the rebuilding. The land that was desolate shall be tilled, whereas it was a desolation in the sight of all who pass by. And verse 35, Ve'amru ha'aretz ha'lezu ha'neshama ha'yisa k'gan Eden. Ve'ha'arim ha'charavos v'ha'neshamos v'ha'neharasos b'tzuros yashavu. And they shall say, this land that was blighted is become like the Garden of Eden. And the waste and blighted and ruined cities are fortified and inhabited. Verse 36, V'yad'u ha'gayim asher yish'aru svivoseichem, ki ani Hashem banisi ha'neharasos, natati ha'neshama, ani Hashem. Then the nations that are left around about you shall know that I, God, have rebuilt the ruined places and have replanted that which was blighted. I, Hashem, have spoken and I will do it. And that is not all. It is not only the earth, the buildings, the cities that will be renewed, regrown, and rebuilt. Our chapter concludes with verses 37 and 38. It will be you, B'nai Yisrael, as well. 37, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, O zosi daresh leves Yisrael la'asos lahem, arbe osam katzon adam. Thus says Hashem, moreover, this request I will grant to the house of Yisrael to do for them. I will increase them with men like sheep, like flock. But what kind of tzon? What kind of flock? 38, Kitzon kadashim, kitzon Yerushalayim b'moadeha, kein tihiyena ha'arim ha'charavos, mele'os tzon adam, v'yad'u ki ani Hashem. Like the flock of sacrifices, like the flock of Yerushalayim in her appointed times, so shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am Hashem. Such beautiful, hopeful words as we read our dreams for the future right here on the page, that we not only come home, not only achieve security and stability, that we come home to ourselves, to our mission, to our essence. In this chapter, the idea of sin is expressed with the words tameh, impurity, and our restoration is expressed with Vizarakti Alechem Mayim Tahorim. I will sprinkle on you the clean waters. Again, a clear reference to the waters of the Parah Aduma. The Medrash Tanchuma connects the mitzvah of Parah Aduma to one of the most devastating sins, namely Chet Ha'egel, the golden calf. And the Medrash gives a parable to a maid of the king whose child made a mess of the palace. Let the mother come and clean up the mess that her child made. The contemporary sefer Chazon HaMoed explains that the palace that is mentioned here is actually the human being himself. Every single one of us houses a heavenly soul, a Tzelem Elokim. Sin and its repercussion can obscure and cover up this beautiful, holy, godly spark with a heart of stone, lev ha'evan. Certainly, when we turn away from Hashem, we feel this barrier between us and our deepest selves. We feel as though it is inaccessible to us, even unknowable to us. And we feel hardened, like this heart of stone described in our Haftorah. How does the Parah Aduma help? Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, the great rabbi from Germany, 1808 to 1888, teaches in a few places that to the human psyche, the encounter with death can be extremely detrimental. I'd like to now quote his commentary on Parshas Shemini. We have noted several times that the human corpse calls attention to a fact that is liable to foster the misconception that is called tuma. For the fact is, when a corpse lies before us, a human being has succumbed to the compelling physical forces of nature. But the following is also true. The corpse we see before us is not the whole man, nor even his essence, for man's true being cannot be touched by the power of physical forces. It departed before the body was relinquished to the earthly forces of nature, as the body was merely its earthly garment. Moreover, man, endowed with a godly nature, rules himself freely. As long as this free man was present in his body, which now succumbs to the forces of nature, the body too was freed from the coercive power of the physical and was uplifted into the realm of moral freedom. Man, ruling his body in godlike freedom, fulfilled with his body the moral mission of his life. In short, death begins only with death. As long as there is life, man rules, even his sensuous body, with all its powers, drives, and faculties. These are the truths that must be impressed upon the minds of the living person who faces the phenomena of death. For whereas death brings to mind man's frailty and his submission to the forces of nature, man must stand tall in the midst of the physical world, proud of his vital freedom. What a profound thought from Rav Hirsch. And certainly this helps us understand the process of Para Aduma as not just a symbolic or ritualistic one. It was an educational process, a rehabilitation of sorts. You are not a slave to your mortality. You are alive. And yes, we understand as well its interconnection with sin, because sin as well makes us feel limited, incapable, and a slave. The reading of Parshas Para and its Haftorah remind us that purification is not just a ritual act, but a spiritual transformation. Just as Para Aduma purified those who had come into contact with death, so too does Hashem promise to cleanse and renew us, removing the barriers that separate us from Him. The exile of the Jewish people, described in Yechezkel, was not just a physical displacement, but a spiritual disconnection. Yet Hashem assures us that He will not only bring us back to our land, but will also grant us a new heart, a fresh spirit, and the ability to live in true alignment with God's will. In just a few weeks, when we all sit at the Pesach Seder, we will say the words, "Bechol dor vador chayav Adam leros es atzmo, ki ilu hu yatza mimitzrayim." In every single generation, it is incumbent on each person to see himself as if he left Egypt, as if he has been freed from slavery. It is, of course, true that slavery comes in so many forms, and this week's Haftorah reminds us of this. Our heart of stone can be our cruelest taskmaster. But this week's Haftorah reminds us that we can be freed. And if we think about these special Shabbosos on our calendar, that each in its own way prepare us for this redemption, the unification of Shabbos Parshas Shkalim, the reinvigoration of our passion with Shabbos Parshas Zachar, and here the process of freeing ourselves from our own slavery, which will ultimately lead us to Parshas HaChodesh, that beautiful renewal. As we approach Pesach, the festival of redemption, we reflect on this dual message, that true freedom is not only about leaving a physical exile, but about reclaiming our spiritual identity. Just as Para Aduma prepared Am Yisrael to bring the Korban Pesach, so too must we purify our hearts and minds, shedding our personal Toma and embracing our divine mission. The journey to redemption is not just about returning home. It is about rediscovering and realigning with our true selves, shedding what holds us back, and embracing the divine potential within us. Thank you for learning together.